How's everybody doing?
Doing wonderful.
Yeah. What's going on here? The list was, okay, there's a list. I guess I can't put it off any longer. There's a list. Telephone.
One ringy dingy.
Yeah.
Two ringy dingy.
Is that Jeb or Dave?
It's phone. Not me.
The phone is Dave's phone. He probably can't hear. Can you hear your phone ringing, David?
Yeah, I just turned the you. I'm not answering button.
Okay. Good for you.
Yeah, mine. I have to kind of turn it off to receive calls. So.
Yeah.
That was the landline, and I've yet to figure out how to turn off the ringer on this. It's one of four receivers I've got scattered around the place.
Landline? What's that? Oh, that's right. You both have landlines, don't you?
And I've already turned the ringer off on the cell.
Hey, if it was good enough for my grandmother, it's good enough for me.
Well, yeah. I mean, if somebody broke into the house and I was desperate to save my life, where would I get a phone cord to strangle them with if I didn't have a landline?
Yeah, that's how I would do it, too. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't strangle anybody with a wireless phone.
Well, you can use the charger cord.
That hadn't thought of it that way, but yes.
There you go.
Right in the same neighborhood as the landline.
Right. I was fairly ruthless with the list. You should take a look. Particularly look at the lower part, the probably not going to get talked about part.
I'll find something, I'm sure, that
yeah. Jeb, for all the effort you put into it, I did not put that linky.
Yeah, that's okay. Don't worry about it.
Okay. It sounds like an interesting story. Just a lot of these things are interesting. They just kind of, you got to make a cut, and I did.
Yeah. So, I see one thing here I'm going to use to shout out somebody. So, yeah, right. we're golden.
Okay. David, how about you?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Anything from the lower, the probably not going to get used part that you want to promote?
I'm just getting to that. So, so far, we're good.
Okay. You know, it's funny. Although I'm hearing both of you just fine, it's interesting that I hear. So, Jeb, just ask me this. Answer me this. The sort of quality and dynamic of Dave and Mai's voice, not just the volume, but the kind of clarity and stuff, is it similar? Is it comparable? Jeb?
I'm trying to come up with an answer. The volume is different. The volume is different. I'm going to say the content.
Yeah.
Seems to be just as complete.
Okay. I guess, you know, the metaphor is, you know, talking inside of a box or inside of a tin can in terms of that echoiness of the voice.
I don't hear David being echoey.
Yeah.
Do you, Jack?
No, David. Actually, that's the funny. I don't know what's funny about it, but the difference that I hear is that Dave's voice quality is much clearer and clear, and Jeb's is a little bit more muffled, a little bit more, and it's better than it was, Jeb, because now that we've kind of resolved, figured out.
Should I take this muff off the microphone?
I don't think it's the muff. It may well simply be that you speak more quietly than David. Quite frankly, is my observation, and that's certainly not a criticism. It's just the way people
talk. I can speak more loudly if you'd like.
Well, I don't want you to speak more loudly, but I want you to, you know, you're on, man. Take the stage kind of thing. But no, don't do anything. It's fine now. I can. It's fine. It's better than it was. The problem that I was noticing before that I watched you about the other day seems to be largely resolved. So.
When I take the stage, you will know it.
Okay. All right.
Where are you taking it to?
Yeah, that's a whole nother topic.
Yeah.
I got to get a bigger truck.
I always dreamed of a life on the stage. They said there's one leaving in an hour.
Anything else we need to talk about before we start? Excuse me. I'm recovering from a cold. I spent a week in Texas, in Austin. I spent 10 days. It was crazy long. And anyways, long story, but we sat around a lot and halfway through, about a quarter of the way into the 10 days, I got a cold, and it didn't really clear up. Well, anyways,
I'm sorry.
I'm still recovering from it. It really sucks to get a cold when you're traveling.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, it does.
Tell me about it.
Fortunately, and the first night when I really started, I woke up in the middle of the night with a sore throat and kind of my chest was congested, and I'm lying there thinking, coronavirus? I'm thinking, oh, man, do I have that thing? That would just suck big time. But it turned out to be just
The mind plays tricks on you when you're sick.
4 o'clock in the morning, man. Yeah, well, that too, but, you know. Yeah. So I had a cold. I guess what made me think of that is that I'm going to try and mute, but I still have a cough. And,
okay. You control the horizontal. You control the vertical. So.
Well, yeah, but and I could take them out in post, but I don't like to take them out in post. I like them to be gone.
Yeah.
So, anyways, yeah. All right. Okay. Well, I guess that's it, huh? I guess we're done. Talk to you later.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Speaking of which, just so you know, and we talk about calendar at the end, but I may need to either reschedule or scrub next Thursday. So anyways, that's my family situation right now. More information than you really needed.
Excuse me, I need to go get something to drink.
Yeah, okay.
Jack, yeah? Let's slide Colonel McGee back up to the bottom of the list.
Oh. Hang on a second here.
He turned 100 recently.
Oh,
He was in on the coin toss at the Super Bowl.
Oh, that was him.
Yeah, that
was him.
All right.
Yeah, the man was having a month.
Yeah. I'll put it under shout-outs. Is that okay?
That's perfect.
Yeah, okay. See now. Save and hang on. Here it comes. Come on.
And my great friend, my great favorite Aeroplanes bar was closed up by the bank right after Adam and I left last
night. I heard you guys closed the place, huh? All right.
Wow. Well,
there you go. That's quite a drinking party you guys had that you managed to push the place into bankruptcy. I don't know.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out why all of a sudden, I mean, my favorite waitress was on that night, Brittany.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Lovely young lady.
Yes.
I was thinking that maybe we could have started the episode by now, but now,
well,
now
I've been thinking the same thing, and I'm definitely going to have to pick and choose a little bit. Yes, but okay, David. Yes, the lovely Brittany.
Yeah, she regularly comps me this milk stout that I usually order there, and you know, about once a week. I'll go to pay for it, and she'll wave it off, and then I double my tip, you know.
Girl's got car payments.
All the waiters and waitresses were comping me that night.
Okay.
And yeah. When Adam went to make a run, I said, tell him it's for Doc. And he said, oh, I want what Doc's having. And he picked out a different beer, and it came back. He said, they wouldn't let me pay. They said, you'd understand. I said, yeah, kind of.
Well, did you know at that point that they were about to close, or were you just kind of wondering what was going on?
Well, when they comped the first two beers, I'm like, okay, what's going on? And this was two rounds for Adam and me both. And when I went back to get another one, Brittany came around from behind the bar and gave me a big hug and said, I hope I see you someplace else down the road. I love having you around, Doc. Thanks. Like, you're not quitting, are you? And she said, oh, you haven't heard. And that's when I got the news.
Huh.
And so we proceeded to drink until closing time.
Mm-hmm.
Which was at that point only about 45 minutes away, but mm-hmm. it was a weird atmosphere. There weren't any tears. You know, nobody was crying and gnashing their teeth that they just lost their job, and everybody was real upbeat. And well, we'll stay in touch. We're friends. We've been working together for 4 years. Blah blah blah. And it's Doc. Let us know where you're going to be hanging out. And I said, how do I let you know? This is the only place I've ever seen you all. So I got a couple of phone numbers. And
yeah.
And I started trying out, not new places, but going back to places that I didn't like as much as aeroplanes. So,
right. Oh, well.
Yeah, it's a pity. It was the closest one to my house. I mean, it was barely a mile away.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, really? That, okay.
Yeah, that's why I always made it my last stop, because it's all back streets from there to here. And really easy to just set the cruise control on 30 and motor through the neighborhoods. And,
yeah.
But I usually never had more than two beers when I was out, well, for an evening anyway, last Wednesday night after that.
But if they're free, man, go for it.
I think Adam and I each had four or five.
Mm-hmm.
We were there for almost 4 hours, so.
Uh-huh. How's Adam doing? What's he up to? What's he doing? How's he doing?
He's really liking the new job. He's working on ideas, ways to pump up the attendance and to get the place back a reputation and the ability to be a neighborhood gathering place for certain events. And,
okay. I read this someplace, but now remind me. What's his new gig?
His new gig is the head of the Exploration Place Children's Museum and Science Center, which is right at the junction of the two rivers here.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a mile from the house.
Hmm.
So he's running it. He's like their fourth director in the last 10 years.
Okay.
Once he got the Comic-Con Museum started, he realized that he didn't just like San Diego that much that he wanted to stay there and be the guy in charge of the event every year. And that'd be, you know, most of his job. So
apparently they're going to move up here to Dover or to the Seacoast area to be near the in-laws to care for them, you know, in their declining years.
Whoa. You call it a Seacoast area?
That's what this area is called, the whole extended area along the New Hampshire Seacoast and inland. Not quite to Manchester, but halfway to Manchester.
What other kinds of coasts are there?
There are lake coasts and river coasts and
river banks.
It's called the seacoast. That's what they call it. Hey, it you live near an area called the Highlands, so let's.
No, I don't. I don't live anywhere near an area called the Highlands, and if I did, I would disregard that moniker.
Okay. Anyways, they call it the Seacoast area, and it's sort of the extended, you know, I don't know if Lookout Point is technically in the Seacoast area. It's a little bit further inland, but.
Well, I was looking at a New Hampshire map.
Yeah.
With all the New Hampshire primary politics is on, and I got to looking at it and said, boy, there's just a very little section there that actually touches the Atlantic Ocean, sandwiched between Maine and Massachusetts. But I imagine it's a busy port.
Portsmouth is definitely a busy port, much busier than you might realize. But it's not a cargo port. It's a they get a lot of fuel oil. There's a power plant right there on the river, and so they receive a lot of fuel oil. I think they receive liquid natural gas from time to time. And then they receive salt and sand. It's one of the places where road, you know, stuff, you know, for the winters comes into the New England area because there's a big, monstrous pile of salted sand right along the edge of the river at one of these unloading stations. So, yeah.
Funny she mentioned that about 12 hours before the forecast arrival of the weather we got a couple of days ago. I went out getting ready to take a run to pick up some stuff at the grocery store, and the street in front of my house had a funny white color to it.
Yeah.
And then I remembered a friend of mine, Dan Disney, works for the city. He'd been out overnight driving spray trucks, laying down brine on the roads.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. so that the snow and the freezing rain wouldn't freeze as quickly.
Right.
So it made everything look kind of a chalky white.
Mm-hmm.
But it worked.
Yeah.
It worked.
Well, I mean, they do. Yeah, I mean, that's just a staple, if you will, up here. I mean, putting salt and sand on the roads is like, yeah.
Well, this was a liquid.
Really? But that, I'd never seen that. Maybe that's what they do here. I never really paid that much attention. Maybe they do that here, too. But
yeah, it apparently covers better, and when it dries, it takes a long time for it to get wet enough to get washed away. So it slows, raises the freezing point.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah, okay. Yeah, as far as the port is concerned, the other thing, of course, is that there's the Portsmouth Naval Yard, which is a pretty active nuclear sub maintenance base.
We know about that one.
Yeah. Oh, I guess, of course you do, yeah. So there's always one or two or sometimes even three subs that you can see, and probably others in the dry docks. And
that's the whole thing about submarines. You're not supposed to see them.
Yeah, I know, right? So
but you don't know how many submarines are in that harbor.
Yeah. Yeah. It's called the Portsmouth Naval Yard, but it's not. So it was. I don't know whether this was in national news or not, but about 10 years ago, it was the subject of a huge lawsuit between Maine and New Hampshire, because if the naval yard is in New Hampshire, then the employees don't pay income tax. But if the naval yard was in Maine, then they do have to pay income tax to Maine, state income tax I'm talking about. And so for 200 years or whatever, all right, everyone's figured that the Navy Yard was in New Hampshire, even though it's on the far side of the river from Portsmouth, and the far side of the river is, in fact, Maine. But it's on an island, and everyone always used to claim that the little waterway on the far side of the island was the state line. And Maine dug up an old King's Grant kind of thing that described how the state lines were defined, and insisted that the state line ought to be on the other side of the island. And it was quite a thing for quite a while. And they finally Maine won, and the Portsmouth Naval Yard is in Kittery, Maine.
Indiana and Kentucky went through something like that back about 30 years ago. And it really came to a head when Indiana decided to legalize state-owned casinos. And they were going to put one in just outside New Albany, Indiana, because the county rejected it. So it's just outside the county, and it's on the river. And the deal was that you could only gamble when the boat, quote-unquote, was on a cruise. And what they did was they would start the engines, turn the paddle wheel, raise the gangplank, but the boat wouldn't go anywhere.
Did they have to cast off the lines, or?
Yeah.
And, okay.
But it was anchored in it with concrete. But
wait a minute. So it was anchored with concrete, yet they considered it to be underway.
Yeah. And Kentucky sued to stop this thing.
Yeah.
Claiming
okay.
that the casino was actually in Kentucky.
Okay.
Because it was in the water.
Okay.
The state line, Kentucky contended, was the high water mark on the Indiana shore.
Was on the shoreline. Okay. Yeah.
And it wound up in the Supreme Court, which appointed a special master who did exactly the same thing you were talking about. Went back and looked at the documents from the late 18th century, early 19th century, when Kentucky and Indiana were becoming states instead of territories. And the special master determined that the state line was the low water mark on the Indiana side as of 1790-something.
Oh, really?
And since then, the dams had gone in the river. The river pool had been raised three times. So now the state line is actually about 60 feet away from the Indiana shore.
Out in the river or on shore?
Out in the river.
Okay.
That's where the low water mark was by the original surveys. And so suddenly the riverboat casino is back in Indiana. And Indiana's looking at Kentucky and saying, Foxtrot Oscar.
What does any of this have to do with airplanes?
I don't know. Nothing. Anyways, all
right.
Well,
they were thinking about making it a flying casino, but they couldn't get boat with wings.
Okay. There's a list. There's a list. What time is it? 27 minutes. Sorry, 28 minutes.
The sky sucks.
The what?
The sky sucks.
Why? What did it do now?